Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As part of the new health care law passed in March, the federal government, starting in 2012, will require all 34 million businesses, nonprofits, and government agencies that spend $600 or more for goods or services to any payee to send the recipient a Form 1099 at the end of the year. To fill out these government forms, the businesses will have to obtain confidential tax information hundreds of millions of times to file the billions of additional tax forms. Even the IRS has questioned whether the additional tax revenue that might be gained will exceed the additional compliance costs imposed on businesses, nonprofits, and governmental agencies. Even worse, the requirement that these 34 million entities obtain so much confidential tax information will almost certainly result in a huge increase in identity theft. As news of this new government reporting requirement became public knowledge, public response came fast and furious against it. Then the political infighting began. A Republican congressman sponsored a bill to repeal the expansion of Form 1099 reporting. The Democrats opposed the bill because it was not sponsored by a Democrat. Two Democrat senators sponsored bills that would have repealed this law, but they included other tax increases. Because of the tax increases, the Republicans would not support them. Further, President Obama's stance appeared to be complete opposition to any changes in any provision of the health care law. Then the elections occurred. The day after the election, President Obama specifically admitted that the coming expansion of Form 1099 filing requirements was an obvious problem that would have to be corrected. To fulfill the president's promise, one of the Democrat-sponsored bills was resurrected, minus the objectionable tax increase. The Democrat chair of the Senate Finance Committee sponsored his own bill that would repeal the expansion of Form 1099 reporting requirements. House Speaker Pelosi stated that she would cooperate in gaining passage in the House. Both of these bills came up for a Senate vote on November 29. Both failed to garner the 67 votes required to pass. The first bill received only 61 yes votes, as most Democrats voted against it. The second bill only received 44 yes votes, as only two Republicans voted for it. The reason neither bill passed is fighting over political power. The first bill, though sponsored by a Democrat, was actually adapted from the Republican position, so the Democrats didn't want to give the Republicans what they wanted. The Democrats may want to be seen as correcting this problem as a way to forestall Republican initiatives to change other provisions of the health care law next year. The Republicans opposed the second bill, perhaps thinking that they could get credit next year for getting rid of this horrendous law. So there you have it. Congress is deadlocked, even though both parties and the administration want to repeal this law. Between both bills, senators had the opportunity to vote their opposition to the expansion of Form 1099 reporting regulations, but failed to work together to actually repeal them. If this political infighting is a sign of things to come, where doing the right thing for the American people is less important than which politicians get credit for it, the U.S. government is going to get even shakier than it already is. That portends bad news for the future value of the U.S. dollar, which would almost certainly result in much higher gold and silver prices in the coming months. That's it for now. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.